Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mark said, just like Parkinson. Is it because we're sitting on a sofa?
Yeah. Yeah. We can talk about that. Is that the cold open?
Yeah.
Oh, he's good.
We always do a cold open. And he just did a little cheeky, sneaky one there.
Oh, is that? Have you started?
Yeah, we've started, yeah.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I am joined in the podcast studio by the one and only Mr. Danny Ward.
Here we are. We're here.
We are here, and it is an Edinburgh flat special. Is that what we're calling
it? We left E15, 10:45 this morning, 12:18. Luno up to Edinburgh. Here we are in the flat.
Tired.
Are we?
But, you know, we're here now and we're joined by... This isn't a guest episode. This is a comedy, Edinburgh Comedy Festival flat share episode. And we're joined by our flatmate, the brilliant Matt Bragg.
Hello.
There he is.
There he is.
And that is all from Matt. So let's crack on. I thought what would be nice, we got a couple of reviews. I thought we could start, I could tell you what the reviews say. That's nice.
Yeah.
And what hopefully that will do will be encourage other people to leave reviews for
right,
us.
Right, you are.
This is on Apple Podcasts. Lovely. Yep. Two 5-star reviews. Shall I just do one of them? Yeah, I'll do one of them.
Okay.
All caught up is the headline. Finally, feel now I'm all up to date. I can safely say the podcast is bloody brilliant. It's nice, isn't it?
Great.
Everything from producer Joel.
Who?
To Danny Ward, comedian. But most of all, Mark.
This is why you chose this one.
No. It's actually, no. Most of all, Mark is fabulously weird. Now, when I first read that, I took offence to that, Danny.
Did you?
Well, no. But I thought, what's he said that for? But then I remember, I think we spoke at a previous review said I was fabulously weird, so I think they're doing a callback to that. I hope. Otherwise, that just confirms I am fabulously weird. I don't think I'm weird on this podcast.
I think you're less weird on the podcast than you are normally.
I definitely agree with that. Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's tempered.
What?
The microphone.
I'm not weird.
Yeah.
Am I weird?
Yeah.
He storms in. First thing he does, he pulls the door off the microwave.
Don't, Danny. I was going to say it was already like that.
I was going to go into that. It's not my deposit. So I'm more than happy to talk about this.
We had to work out whose deposit it
is. I didn't pull the door. The door opened and it fell off. It wasn't my fault.
What happened?
Your Honour.
Is the microwave door handle, you hung...
I was really hoping we weren't going to have to edit any of this.
You hung a suitcase off a microwave door handle.
One, it wasn't a suitcase. It was a backpack.
Right, yeah.
And the rest is
and Mark goes, oh, I fixed it. And I just put it on a test 30 seconds. When I put my hand at the bottom left, it's turned green.
No, it hasn't.
Been calling him Oppenheimer ever since. Yeah.
So that's a nice review.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah. So if you like to leave
once
reviews,
once we've finished breaking our arms, patting ourselves on the back,
yep.
What are we going to talk about?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about? I've got loads here. Like, we've got... It was ages ago, so we've got some tour catch-up to do.
Oh, it feels a bit old now, doesn't it?
Seems like a long time ago, doesn't it?
Unless it's... Yeah. Let's look to the future.
Not really relevant, is it?
Let's look to the future.
I just put Danny put, gig, Danny walking off after. Oh yeah, we've got to talk about this. Okay, so we did a No, you were just doing a club set in Edinburgh at the Monkey Barrel.
Right.
So we're up in Scotland for the tour, but yes, we also did some club sets there.
We did.
And Danny did this thing, which I think...
Oh, yes. This is actually quite good, actually. We can get Matt's opinion.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is mental, but I love that Danny did it. He had a good gig.
Better than good.
And his... Better than good. And he had...
I wouldn't have done it if it wasn't better than good, Matt.
Yeah, but I think it makes it worse if you had a good gig. He literally... He got this huge round of applause on the last joke. And then he put the mic in a stand and just walked off.
I respect that.
A mic drop. Yeah. Didn't say, thanks very much. I've been Danny. He didn't say anything. He literally got the laugh and just walked off. Didn't tell the audience he was leaving. Just walked off. It was ballsy. But
that's so ballsy.
Yeah.
That's like Elton John.
But I
it
said to Danny...
It wasn't even the night I was drinking.
As far as me and Danny is concerned, like I think that's funny. I think that's cool. But my worry would be comedians would think you're a cock for doing that. Do you know what I mean? Or they might talk about it.
Why?
Because it's a bit arrogant, isn't it? It's like you're walking off. It's basically a mic drop.
Yeah. Mark, if I had only been doing one gig at the place, it would have been a bit much. But we did two shows, two nights, right? So we were sort of part of the furniture because we were also doing your tour show. So we did six gigs over 3 days.
I don't, yeah. Mm.
So it was the early show, the second day. And I did this line. I said, what kind of idiot would a band... It was a pull-out extendable fork. My good old-fashioned fork, didn't I?
Is that what you closed on?
Yeah, and because I only had 7 minutes. I had to whip through it. And I said, what kind of... mentalists would pull an extendable fork out of their pocket simply for something to talk about. Put the fork, you know, back to its shortened state and just walked off.
But and also, you walked off smug.
I felt like a million bucks.
Well, like, how did with the audience?
It's like if
they loved it, Matt.
Did they? I would be a bit confused, I reckon.
Yeah, well, because you hadn't finished. It felt odd.
Did they think you were coming back?
It felt rock and roll. It was a bit like...
You know, sometimes I get these... sometimes I get the Williams blood in me, don't I?
But he's, Daddy, I love... But that's what I love about you, Daddy, is just these things.
I mean,
things.
To be fair, I've not been rebooked, so...
he also...
Any more character assassination before we move
no,
on?
No, I love it, but this is brilliant. It's brilliant. Like, you started doing wrestling promos walking to the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a wrestler we really like. Yeah. And what he does is, and he's really popping at the moment, it's called LA Knight. And when he walks out, he's talking to himself. Like,
like Stone Cold used to do when he was... Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah. So Danny started doing it, walking up to the mic. So and these was a couple of gigs, like regular gigs where you walk through the crowd. He's going, we're going to have a good night tonight. This is it. We're going to have a good time.
Oh,
show's
starting.
Let's
go now. We're going to have a great night tonight. Who's ready for a bit of fun?
As he's walking up. So it's amazing. I love it.
Would you do that every gig now?
Have you done it walking? Because that's when you've walked through a crowd like a normal comedy club.
Do you get like high fives and stuff?
Have you done it when you've walked to the mic just from like backstage?
Backstage, maybe side of stage.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean,
if you walk
I'm
on,
I'm just trying to think now about
because like
I when
because
no,
when
I
you're
do it in Dublin,
because when you're doing it through the crowd, it's almost like it makes
sense. Belfast.
It makes sense. Oh, yeah, you didn't do it in Belfast, but you would have walked through the crowd in Belfast as well with that particular one. But it kind of makes sense because the audience can also almost hear you. It's almost like you are talking to them. But if you're walking on from the backstage and no one can actually hear. It would look mad. But
I would love it if you did
honestly,
that. That's really
tight. I think
it's
cool.
I did it in Chislehurst, but I'm top of the world.
And it stands out.
It's good, isn't it? Because that's the thing about... Because LA Knight, a lot of people are saying he's like Stone Cold and The Rock.
Right, yeah.
Everyone's... First thing I got told in 97 when I turned up to study drama at University of Manchester, there's no such thing as an original idea.
I thought you were going to say when you turned up, everyone said, oh, it's Danny Ward. He's like Stone Cold or The Rock.
They didn't say that.
No, all right.
I still had braces. And
so does Stone Cold. It was just on his knee.
Yeah, very
good. This is good shit.
Very good. And a good wrestling fan.
And also
Matt.
Good wrestling knowledge. I'm looking forward to talking to you more over the month, Matt.
Yeah.
SummerSlam on Saturday.
I did think you'd be watching, actually. Yeah.
Yeah,
we haven't got
live.
A TV, though, which is a...
We've got the network and we've got a microwave either.
I've got boiling the bag rice in the cupboard. I've got about four of them.
Forget it, mate.
That's useless.
Forget it.
So,
that's a good point. Stone Cold did it. He's taken over Stone Cold. It's the first time you see him, and someone said
old
it in
WC,
a tweet.
Old
they said it looks killer on telly when you
it
walk
looks
out.
Cool.
And you're already talking.
Mm. Yeah,
it's just like, why? What the fuck?
Yeah, it's attention grabbing.
So I'm just sort of
yeah. No, I like. I'm not against this at all, and I'm not against the other thing. I just worry that people might think. I don't want people to think you're. Like a, I don't know what you could call that, but just walking drop off without
lunatic,
like a lunatic.
Just felt
but what would be brilliant?
Can I operate without a tightrope, Mark? Sue me.
Listen, if you're committed enough to do it when you've had a bad gig as well, then I'll be with you on it. I'd love to see that. just no laugh. Just put it in the stand and walk off.
That would be really funny.
I mean, I'll never know, will I? But I'm sure it would be.
So, and also, while we're talking about this, there's still another thing about... So, Danny, also, what I love about... So, Danny... Because Danny incorporates loads of wrestling things into his... So, you know... So, this LA Knight guy, he does his thing where he goes, yeah, that's his thing, right? So, Danny, in his set, he has a couple of times where during his set, he goes, yeah, yeah! Like he copies right. the... Like, it's really interesting. It's great. But no one knows what
like
you're talking
it,
about.
Yeah.
So, you're doing that for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, can I just play? It's just fun to do. Just try it.
I don't think it would really fit with what I do.
You're sort of more not subdued. What's the word? Sort of more
deadpan.
Yeah, I don't know. Like
relaxed, chilled.
I don't know if we're going wrestlers, maybe.
Oh, Undertaker.
Yeah, I was going to say Paul Bearer, but I've not got
that. Oh, yes!
Does this happen often on this podcast?
No, never. No,
this is the nichest podcast, just got niche.
Yeah.
If I had my gear with me, I could press the niche podcast button.
Yeah,
but that's down in Plymouth. Excuse me, London. Because we're flying back, aren't we? Because of
why?
the engineering works.
Engineering works.
And we have to be back in London for a day earlier for very important reasons.
Yeah,
watching wrestling.
Oh, well, you go into it.
Wembley,
yeah, big one.
75,000 people.
I can't wait.
Yeah. While Matt drives back your props.
Yeah. No. No. Yeah. I haven't got any props.
Well, no, my props. I just sort of pretended they're yours. Matt, how was the drive up?
Horrible, yeah. Oh. It's just much longer than you think it's going to be.
No, not for me. I know it's fucking far. Yeah. I'm never taken back by how far it is from Edinburgh to anywhere.
Yeah. Well, Musselburgh, that's really close.
Musselburgh?
Yeah. It's 15 minutes away.
Is that where you've parked?
might as well be, actually. Yeah, it's not quite. But when you do... Because you drive every weekend doing this.
Yeah,
pretty much every night. And you might go up to like Newcastle, Middlesbrough, and it's like 3-4 hours. It doesn't feel like you could possibly drive for any more than that. Because it's always a max of like four and a half hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And then this is, what, 7.5?
The thing is, I like driving. And I love stopping,
I do that.
And I love stopping at a services.
To a point.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Mark's like different to me. He likes to elongate time spent in services.
I like to go
whereas
in. I like to get coffee. I like to sit and I like to chill for a bit.
Yeah, well, we've met at services
before, haven't we? Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, is that what you call it?
The little camping bench.
Not much going on. It's
flashing his headlights. So like, yeah. Is that Matt?
It's not much.
Is that you?
It's Matt's pattern.
So yes. So what was I going to say? So
any more?
Oh, I've just got lots of stuff I wanted to mention. Yeah. I just put Danny gig in Dublin. But
yeah. Well, we did gig in Dublin.
But was that because for a reason I brought that up?
It might be because
you didn't have a nice time the first one.
We don't have to tell the fucking.
I'd love to hear more about this actually.
Okay. I loved it. But what I'd say is. The Saturday was much better. Once I had a little think, I'd expected there to be an...
I got the reason, because of what happened just before you went on. That's why I was going to bring it up.
Shall I say what happened? I think... And then you can... So, have you ever been gigged in Dublin? Have you been to Ireland and gigged?
Yeah.
Oh. Did it go well?
Yeah, great. Smashed it. Yeah.
which gig was it?
I've done Belfast, not Dublin.
Oh, naughty.
Yeah, so not Dublin. So anyway, I went on. So that's quite contentious what Matt just said there. So we are going to...
Well, you did say...
I said in Ireland.
You said Dublin or Ireland. And it could have been Northern.
We might have to re-listen to that.
get VAR on.
Listen, I'm fine because I've got an Irish passport.
Well, this is what I was going to say. It's funny. Danny has been bragging about having an Irish passport for ages, and he told me that he was going to burn it after the gig.
Wait, okay, listen, I got my eye in. It was just one of those things. I was slightly taken aback by how much of an international audience it was. Makes sense. It's Temple Bar. It's a Friday night. It's in Dublin, right? It wasn't like the fact it was full of Irish people who might not get my references. It was full of Americans and Israelis and Italians who either didn't get my references or got them and didn't find them funny.
Right.
Right. And there was a guy who was running the night, not Damo. I forget his name now. He's up in Edinburgh. And anyway, they were taking photographs and Instagramming them with the hashtag of the crack den in Dublin, and like, yeah, so and so smashing it, right?
Oh no!
Yeah, and they didn't do one for me on the phone.
Oh, to me, that's better than also Danny was here.
Yeah, and Danny was here.
But I had to think about it, and I realised you just got to change things when you're working for an international audience, you know. Everyone's looking at me. That, you know, it's certain things don't work. And also, when you start a long bit when you're doing an international gig, and then you realise 10, 15 seconds into a long bit that they're not going to go for it. That's also, probably keep it short and sweet, because if they don't like it, if it's a short bit, at least...
You've missed out the bit that I thought you were going to... The main reason that put you off kilter at the beginning.
So this was a club gig.
I just remembered it.
Was a club gig.
Club gigs. And I'm not, you know, it was. I loved it. It was just, that was right. So on the Friday night, the MC said, right, our next act's from England, and some audience members did start booing.
But you wouldn't think you'd get that in Dublin, would you?
Well, wouldn't you?
But the thing is, Northern Ireland, because what would. I'd say with
Wait,
that
hang
is...
Hang on about. No. I mean, in Ireland, there's a good chance that Irish people aren't that keen on English people.
Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah.
But it's almost like a joke. Like, it's done for as a banter.
It's good-natured banter. Right? Also,
how do you know it was the Irish? It could have been the Israelis.
That's true.
But what...
maybe they said, next bloke's from England.
But I was going to say, if it was Irish that booed, then what? That international crowd probably don't know that that's a sort of a jokey thing. So they've just heard you be announced and loads of people boo. So they're like, oh, God, who's this guy?
Well, so, yeah, maybe that was it. I'll take that, isn't it?
That's a good
reason.
Point. Yes.
Yeah.
That's why. It wasn't that the joke
was It's unusual shit. To get booed before you've done anything.
Yeah, I know. It was...
So you asked the compere not to say.
So the next
night thing.
I said, let's not say I'm from England.
Yeah, because they'd never guess otherwise, would they?
Well, and I said, my mum actually wrote this line for me, because I said, don't let the accent put you off. I said, I actually got one of these, shaking an Irish passport. Full disclosure, it's a green notepad, but.
It's got burn marks on it as well from the night before.
Yeah.
And my mum told me, I don't think she was necessarily given it to me as a line. She said, well, your granddad was from Dublin and he was one of 15. So there's every chance that you're related to someone in the room, right? Nice that they're opener.
Yeah.
And that definitely had some sort of impact.
But this reminds me of the thing that I don't think we've actually discussed it on the podcast, but when I used to do gigs in Liverpool, I used to really struggle at them because it's exactly the same thing with Southerners and Northerners. As soon as you're a Southerner, they give you a more harder time. Mm-hmm. So I discovered that if I go on and say, oh no, I learned this same thing in Manchester. And I learned this when I was in Manchester because I used to go to uni in Manchester.
I did
a weekend. First show was tough. Next night, I opened by saying, it's good to be in Manchester. I went to uni in Manchester. Love it. Feels like I'm back home.
Yeah.
They love me from there.
Absolute suck up.
Yeah, exactly. But exactly. But it works. And then you go to Liverpool. I used to go to the University of Liverpool.
Do you actually?
Home. Yeah, I did it.
Fuck
yeah.
It, mate. I'm up in Durham. Used to go to Durham University. They wouldn't believe that. But anyway, it works anywhere.
In Cambridge, I used to go to... They're like, nah.
I'm not saying it doesn't work, but just at what cost?
It was when I was quite new.
What cost?
And I wasn't like... I just wasn't as confident as an act. So that definitely got me through some gigs.
I pulled it out there, definitely.
And these gigs were tough gigs. So, but in the Lowry, I don't think you needed to do it. Because it was a lovely gig, that.
What happens if you're in a, like, a place where no one respects the university.
But also that you were did go to university in Manchester, so that wasn't a lie.
Oh, yeah, I did, yeah. That's true.
That wasn't a lie, that's true.
Yeah, what happens if there's no university? If you're in a town with no university, what else could you say?
College.
I've got my MVQs in
there.
I don't know. But anyway, it's a little thing, isn't it? A little top tip, if you know.
Don't do that.
But now they just
Why? What's wrong with it?
You're selling out.
How is that? What are you talking about?
It's called survival.
That is no different than making up jokes. You're saying something that's not true.
It's just that, I love it here.
Just because you're sort of from middle of, you can get away with gigging anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, but I've got a...
You've got an accent of that middle ground accent.
I could be from anywhere, yeah.
Yeah. That's...
Yeah, but I've worked on
you
that.
You don't know what it's like to be us. You don't know how hard it is.
To be a white bloke.
Middle... Well, not
from
middle
the
class.
South of England. It's fucking hard work, man.
Yeah. No, it's... They look, you make it look tough. Yeah.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Talk about while we're on the road. Something that I thought was quite nice that happened. And just to do a Gareth, was the we were in McDonald's and we were wearing... No, you were wearing your Be More Gareth t-shirt.
Yeah.
And this girl that worked at McDonald's was like... It was a little bit sort of awkward because she went, "Who's Gareth?" like that. And you were like, "Oh, it's just a friend of ours." And then you told her Gareth's joke about his name.
Yeah.
And she pissed herself. And I thought it was such a lovely moment that his joke is still living on. Because because obviously Gareth is a Welsh name for man with shit name. And she absolutely loved it. Do you remember?
I do, yeah. Did she say, "Oh, that's Welsh," didn't she?
No, you brought it up. You just said Gareth. It's Welsh for... Yeah. And she bloody loved it.
Yeah.
I thought that was really nice. Nice little moment.
Talking of which, should we move this forwards to our sort of why we're here? Or have you done all your bits and pieces?
Oh, I've got all sorts of bits. How long have we done this?
We've done 22 minutes, Mark.
Oh, lovely. Well, let's talk about the shows in Edinburgh that we've got coming up.
And I thought we could quiz Matt on what he's got coming up.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
And I thought we could also talk about a couple of
As we just talked about Gareth,
for G-Man's
show. Let's talk about G-Man's show first, yeah. I'd say. And so, I mean, if you're regular listeners, you'll know that we're putting on a compilation show in the slot that Gareth Richards would have been performing at.
Yeah.
And we've got, I mean, so many comics have stepped forward and offered their services. It's been unbelievable. It's really lovely.
But if you're listening to this and you're up in Edinburgh for the first weekend...
Yeah.
Then you'll be hosting both of those shows, won't you?
Yeah, 4 p.m.
4 p.m. at
Whistle Binkies.
And headlined by on the Saturday, none other than Adam Kay.
Brilliant.
How about that to kick things off? And on the Sunday with Paul Sinner is going to be. So we're going to trickle out these announcements throughout the month. But Matt's going to be doing it as well, aren't you, Matt? You're coming down on a Monday. I can't wait. What day do you take off? You take a Monday or Tuesday off?
Monday.
You're Monday off. So you're down on a Monday.
Also exclusive. Like, we put the poster out. And I mean, the support for the, and the sharing of the poster was unbelievable. It was amazing. Thank you, everybody that shared that. And if you haven't done it and you want to share it and help out, go to my social media.
Hit
profile,
him with a couple of names, Mark. Hit him with a
few high profile comics saw it and then asked if they could do it. We've got Dara O'Brien. We've got Frank Skinner,
we were always going to get. It was just, we just had to make.
Yeah.
Wait, what day is he doing it? Or are you not saying that yet?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, we can tell Frank's day.
Do you want to say Frank's day?
Yeah.
Okay. When is it?
It's the first Tuesday.
First Tuesday.
Which is the 8th.
The 8th.
5, 6, 7. It's the 8th. So Frank will be on the Tuesday.
And we've also got Jack Whitehall.
Jack Whitehall as well.
Nice.
But we're not going to announce that just yet.
We don't want a health and safety nightmare on our hands here.
But we do want lots of people. So spread the word.
And if you're coming, we're looking for at least £10. If everyone gave 13 quid each, that's 20 grand.
Oh, that'll do, won't it? And then what do we get 10% of that?
So. Yeah.
Minus costs.
Yeah, I came by helicopter.
So that's gonna be cracking. That's gonna be cracking.
So yeah, 4 PM every day, Whistle Binkies.
And if you can't get into that, come down and see me at 3:55.
Yeah, Danny's created his own competition. Yeah. So the hottest
with the biggest names in comedy is doing something like for charity to
at the same
30-second walk from my venue at the same time.
But
who can do it quickest?
My show is on at the same time as Gareth's.
So Danny has programmed an insane lineup of comedians for free minutes away from where Danny's doing his show.
If
the queue is massive and not everyone get in, I will direct them down
to
your show.
What I think might happen is a bit like, is it the human centipede? Where if the queue becomes so long...
I don't know if that is, but we'll see where it's going.
The queue for Gareth becomes so long, it will actually turn into the queue for my room. I.e., like, you know when you cut a worm in...
I don't think that's like shitting in people's mouths.
No, but you haven't seen my show, mate. Nor has anyone. I've only done one.
Sounds exactly like that.
What I'm saying is, the end of Gareth's queue could become the beginning of mine, couldn't it? So yeah. People wouldn't know which direction to turn.
Yeah, and how disappointed they're going
to
be.
So let me just try and work this out. If you're facing away from the venue, turn right to see me.
Yeah. I'll direct them there, Danny, if we've got too many people.
Matt, talk us through what you're up to.
And my show is on at 1:45 every day at Liquid Rooms called New Jokes. Come on down. And Matt,
we're
going
to need a few minutes for Matt.
Is our show clashing? When's yours?
What? Mine's 3:45.
Oh, so yours and Gareth's is just clashing as well.
Matt, get this, on his day off,
he's coming.
He's doing Matt's.
Oh, what a good bloke.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to talk about my charity work, but
heroes wear capes.
Some got of them slippers.
Wear slippers. Well, Matt's
got some beautiful slippers on.
Yeah. I don't know why you haven't bought.
My suitcase was absolutely rammed because I had to bring all the like podcast gear.
Where'd you get them slips
everything
from?
These are just Primark.
Just Primark.
Yeah, do a job, aren't they? For 3 weeks.
Do a job.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So, what else have you got on that in Edinburgh?
I've got a compilation show at the Caves with Chris Turner at 3:00.
Now, was I right in believing you just found out that this was a kid show?
Found out about half an hour ago, yeah.
Because we told you.
Yeah. So that's...
what are you feeling about that when you find that out?
Yeah.
Have you ever done the comedy for kids?
Hello, no. Boys and girls.
I have done. I did a summer festival for like a really posh farm shop thing in June.
Right. Oh,
yeah. And it was almost exclusively like kids cartwheel in front of the stage.
I have done those. What was that one we did in near Guildford and there were loads of kids in the tent at the front? It's a bloody nightmare because some parents are like, the thing is, quite often parents are like, we don't mind if they hear swearing, but it's often not.
That's not.
They're
the
not the issue. Yeah. It's the issue is the other people there who don't think the kids
can
should
I,
be
can
swearing.
Can I tell my Cognito story about when we were doing Volksfest back in 2011?
Incognito.
And we were in the he was closing the comedy tent. And there were some kids at the front. He goes, what are you doing here? This is adults only. This is a comedy show. You got to leave. He goes, I'm going to give you for the count of 5 to get out before I start swearing. 5, 4.
Cunt!
That's so good.
There were really posh, like really posh people and kids at this festival. And at one point, there was two kids came to the side of the stage and were like trying to get my attention. And I was like, oh, I mean, no one else is listening, so I might as well just talk to them. Mm. And I was like, oh, what do you want? They went, oh, there's a talk at the next tent now about the next generation. Could you get people to go across? What? Could not give a fuck about the next generation.
Yeah, enjoy the fucking
polo. I actively dislike them at the minute.
I love the fact that they're trying to get you to play to less people.
That's it. I can't afford to lose the few people that are here. I had to do half an hour.
All right. Festival gigs to not many people are tough because you always have to do that half hour slot.
Yeah.
But you just have to end up just talking to the random people that are there and just filling the time that way.
Yeah.
So weird, isn't it? Have you like playing a big tent, just doing your gear when there's not really any reaction?
Been there, done that.
Yeah. Takes a skilled.
Glastonbury Circus tent, wasn't it?
I was lucky because the 2 years I did Glastonbury. Yeah.
It looked amazing when you did it.
First one, it's all about your placement. So I was on just before
Josh Widdicombe.
Yeah. That was it. And so the tent starts filling up, so you get to play to his crowd.
Mark, you didn't have a good beginning to that gig because Arthur Smith was emceeing. And he goes, now the next act, I want to say Matt Simons.
Oh dear.
Oh yeah.
And he couldn't remember, right? And then you came out and you went, hello, I'm Matt Simons. Got a big laugh and that was it. You're off to the races.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Did they know that you weren't Matt Simons then?
I think I played it in a way that I think they knew.
And I think basically what happened, he went, Matt Simons, and someone might have said it from off stage or something. And he went, oh, Mark Simons. Oh, no.
That was it.
Yes, Mark Simons. Hello, I'm Matt Simons.
Yeah.
Because
there's a few techniques of dealing with that. Because sometimes you could go, thank you very much. It's great gigging with, and then get their name wrong. That's like a nice little, if that's a famous person, you get a laugh from.
Andy
Smith.
Or something like that.
Yeah. I had a horrible one once doing the showcase show, which we're doing tomorrow. At the Pleasance, the best of the Edinburgh Showcase.
Oh, I've got a story about this as well.
A great show to always come up and watch. It's 1:10 in the Pleasance Courtyard at the cabaret bar.
Yeah.
I just could not remember Rob Deering's name. And I could not. And he even whispered it to me, but I was so panicked, I still couldn't even hear it to say it.
Oh.
And it's always sort of haunted me about that. He came up to me once and he went, that's not my name. And we've talked about how you can cover this up.
Oh, but different ways. Different ways. Paul Ricketts.
Please welcome to the stage. Yeah. Like that.
Yeah, just get everyone clapping so that you...
I had a really bad one in that same room because the it's an amazing room to play comedy. It's the cabaret room at the Pleasance. Yeah. And I was hosting it and there's a Canadian act on. And I didn't know her very well, but she was new to the festival, so she didn't have a clue who I was or anything. Like, she didn't know anyone really because she was new to it, and she was on having a lovely gig. And then, but what happened was when you're backstage and there's like a round of applause, and then she talks over round of applause, you can't hear what she's saying. So she got a round of applause on her last bit, and then she went, probably, thanks very much, I've been, and her name, I won't say who it is,
you bloody better when we finished.
And so I didn't go on because I thought maybe she said she's finished, but I couldn't hear her say she'd finished. So the worst thing I could do is walk on while she's still doing a bit. Like, that's more embarrassing. So I didn't go on. And then it sort of goes silent. And then it's really awkward on stage. And then she's like, starts commenting, saying something, but I still can't really hear what she's saying. And she says something about Jonathan or something. So I was like, oh, I don't know what she's talking about. But she didn't know my name. She forgot my name. She thought it was Jonathan. Oh. So she said something about Jonathan. And obviously, I didn't come out because I'm not Jonathan. So
Matt Simons.
It was this super. Then Joss. Joss, what did you say?
He said you're Matt Simon.
So Joss came round and told me. And it was this really awkward. And the act was really annoyed at me.
Really?
Yeah, properly.
I mean, to be fair, that's what you can't just stand there.
But I imagine
this.
But no,
why don't we just come off? I'll just walk off.
But if I was on stage, walk off when you say you're leaving, fine.
Yeah, because then you'd know to go on.
Exactly. So that's. But also, if I was up there and that didn't happen, you'd have fun with that situation, right?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Just just make it a thing that no one's come on.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But anyway, it was really awkward and she was really pissed off with me. That's the vibe she gave me anyway. Or he. So
it's a woman.
Or they. Oh. Or they. So yeah, so that's one of those situations where you can't get out of that. Like there's no one's at fault there really, because I literally couldn't.
From you.
What would you have done differently?
No, I would have been listening more closely.
You couldn't. The round of applause, you couldn't hear over it.
Right.
She literally couldn't hear. Yeah. She was talking during the round. They was talking during the round of applause.
Who was it, Mark?
Not telling.
You haven't even Matt's not even told us where he is on the fringe yet. We haven't got there.
You're talking to me on him.
Now I'm so confused.
I think that is a cracking episode for the beginning of Edinburgh. Oh yeah, where's your main show? Where's your solo?
Subway.
For Subway. If you're hungry and you want a bit of comedy.
Yeah, that
comedy, have it your way.
That could be taken three different ways. That could be a sandwich place.
Could be a
somewhere you walk
tube.
Underneath like a restaurant. Like
yeah.
A restaurant, a roundabout, whatever.
Yeah.
Or the actual nightclub on
or an underground station.
Underground station, yeah.
There's four.
Yeah.
There's fucking four.
Yeah. So it's a bar. It's a nightclub called Subway on the Cowgate.
Yeah.
At what time?
3:45. Yeah.
Once had a good time in Subway.
Did you?
Yeah.
What happened?
You know what I'm saying? We recorded your podcast once.
Oh, I did your podcast in there.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Lovely. Yeah, that didn't really take. That was a few years ago.
Yeah.
Did a live podcast
and cripes.
That was my ankle.
Hell,
oh
yeah, that's
God.
Right.
Lord.
So. Great stuff. Great. So brilliant. We're going to do a lot more of these podcasts as we are in Edinburgh.
Like
we're going
to
get lots of guests
here,
in.
Yeah.
We're going to do catch ups. I've still got loads of stuff I want to talk about, but we'll cover that next time. The Quip of the Mark tour is continuing from September all the way into this time next year.
2029, I'm in.
So tickets available, marksimmons.co.uk.
It's gauche, isn't it, Matt?
Yeah,
or
it is gauche, yeah.
At my social media, link in bio, check it out. Tickets available, we're coming everywhere. And if not, just let us know where you'd like us to come. don't. Come
low,
on.
Don't, low hanging
do,
fruit.
You're better than that.
Low hanging fruit. That's where he wants.
So yes, any feedback, let us know at Joke Smart. Please leave us a 5-star review. That would be absolutely lovely. Anything more from you, Danny?
Nothing more from me, Mark. Anything more from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Danny. And remember, be more Gareth. Hashtag Awooga.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.